Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, everyone. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We are discussing Chapter 40. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What we have right now buzzing in our ears is the late Celia Cruz. She was an incredible, incredible salsa singer, and I thought it'd be perfect to segue into our flashback tonight of Jane the Virgin. But before we get started with all of that, I will be your host, Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And I will be hosting with the lovely...
Hi, I'm Kylie Hodges, and you can follow me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges.
Hey, everyone, it's Francesca, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
Hey, guys, Sam Davidson here. I am in the live chat as well. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And don't forget to also find us on SoundCloud, on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think. And actually, before we get started with everything else, Sam actually has something to read for us.
Yes, I do. You know, I don't know what, guys. It's going to be an interesting show. On Tuesday, April 19th on the CW, it's coming. Dot, dot, dot. And there is no cure. Hence the Jane the Virgin style. Dot, dot, dot. The greatest enemy comes from within. From co-creator of The Vampire Diaries, Julie Plec, and Emmy Award-winning director of Game of Thrones, comes a riveting outbreak thriller containment. When a mysterious and deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a massive urban quarantine is quickly enforced. Loved ones will be torn apart, and those on both sides of the fence will be put to the ultimate test of survival. Not just fighting disease, but fear, isolation, and the unknown. But is this virus an act of Mother Nature terrorism or something far more sinister? The truth will not be contained. Secrets begin to unravel society to crumble, but unlikely heroes will rise. Ordinary people will defy the most extraordinary odds. Don't miss the utterly terrifying yet highly anticipated new series containment. The must-see limited series premiere April 19th, which is... Tomorrow. Catch it only on the CW, which is where Jane the Virgin airs, and we are so excited for this new containment series. So
it
guys,
looks pretty good.
That's intense.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, it looks too scary for me. I'm just that's why I'm on a Jane the Virgin panel,
right?
Because she doesn't like a little bit of salsa to start your
yes,
night.
And a little bit of Mateo, a little bit of Rafael,
a lot of it. Rafael.
Aniska.
Aniska. Oh, thanking you. Okay, anyways, yeah. Let's get on the show.
Her Twitter name could be XOXO Aniska.
You just give everybody a Twitter handle like yours with XO in front of it. Well, it's so clever.
It is, even though it only makes me think of Gossip Girl. So salsa.
True.
The flashback is little Jane wanting to take salsa lessons, and she falls in love with the idea of it. She wants to dance it, so she starts taking these classes. Abuela, being the abuela that she is, says, okay, you have to do, but if you do it, you have to be committed and go all the way. Jane ends up hating to perform it, wants to quit. Her grandma doesn't let her. Her mom does, because her mom is the cool mom. Right.
Listen, okay? I get it. I had to take tap, jazz, ballet, and acrobatics.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was kind of my choice. Sorry. But it was a thing my mom made me do.
Did you hate it?
Would you have appreciated if she let you quit?
I really liked when I got Heath bars at the end of it. That's all I remember about it.
You know what? I'm not even gonna be mad at you, because them Heath bars are real good. And I ate one when Heath Ledger died in celebration of his life.
Dang. Well, that's just a whole new thing. My true story. Yeah. Heath bars are good.
They are.
That's the story I learned from having to do jazz, acrobatics, ballet, and what was the other one?
Tap?
Tap. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Heath Ledger, thank you.
See, that's crazy to me, because as a child, like, I begged my mom to put me in dance.
Me
and stuff.
Too. She did it for my sister, but not me, because I was a second kid.
Yeah, and they were like, we don't have any money. Here's a keyboard. Yeah. And then I became a classically trained pianist. My life is really hard. But, like, I feel like...
they tried to make me cry one, and I didn't even want to do that.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to remember.
Terrible childhoods we have. Here's the thing. When I was watching that scene, I was like, Abuela's my mom. And Xiomara seems like, if I had an older sister, what my older sister would have been like. But that is definitely like Jane and Xiomara's relationship. Like, mm-hmm. it's not a normal mother-daughter relationship anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as Steph says, normal is extremely subjective, and it's not a, you know...
It's not necessarily the term that we can even use anymore, because what is normal,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, we see that in the flashback, and then, you know, fast forward, we see... salsa dancer Jane being involved in her writing. So she's dealing with her advisor, who hates romance novels. We all know that that's what Jane wants to do, is write romance novels. So she's trying to figure out these different stories, and it's not really working. And then she has an issue. What do you think is the issue with the advisor? Because, like, is she, like, this, like, lesbian that's not out of the closet yet?
Or
is she just, you know, just someone who's super, like, a professional student who's just always been involved in that way? I can't really catch it.
I'm a little thrown by the advisor story, because before this, we got the hot guy. Mm-hmm. That was smart.
Jonathan was hottie.
And, you know, he had to go away because he was so good looking. That basically is what happened in the story. But I'm a writer, and I understand where Jane is coming from. And I am loving the show even more, because when she goes, I'm in my writer thing. And she has that alter ego come mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. I love that. I don't know what this woman's thing is. Mm-hmm. I do think she's a crazy lesbian. Not that I don't love crazy lesbians.
I love them.
I love crazy lesbians, but I want crazy lesbians to love Jane.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to say something so that we don't get a bunch of hate comments on this video right now.
Don't worry about it. They're already coming.
Well, here's the thing about this character. I liked the idea of somebody pushing Jane out of her comfort zone, because that's obviously what she needs, and that's what they're trying to do with the storyline. But I was really turned off by the advisor character when Jane started crying holding Mateo. And I thought, in any normal human being interaction, the person on the receiving end of all those emotions would be at least a little sympathetic.
Oh, sure.
But it was really weird to me.
It was really dismissive,
that
too. Like,
she was like, do you need a moment to compose yourself? Instead of being like, okay, what's going on? I obviously don't really know you. Mm-hmm. Let's just take a second. What do you need to say? What are you feeling? How can I help you as a person, as a woman, as anything?
Yeah, the woman thing, right?
I mean, it was just very odd how blocked off the advisor was from all of the emotion that Jane was spilling out in that moment.
I actually, like, I understand it, because can you imagine all the things people, advisors hear their students say to, like, try to get out of deadlines, as she was trying to do, which Jane never does, obviously. Right. You know, you're there for your job, and you have to do the job. And it's not like she's a counselor. She's her writing advisor. If it was, like, a counselor, then I'd be like, whoa, that was very rude. But this lady's like, listen... In college, I had a professor. I was like, my degree in English, so I was always writing papers. And his class, I always got C's. But when I look back on the notes and see it, I realize, like, he was really pushing me to, like we're saying, reach out of your comfort zone or whatever to find something else.
Better.
And even though I thought he hated me. But he was really trying to help me in the long run. It's just, he doesn't have to be your best friend.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Jane's lucky that she didn't just say, forgive me, Sam. Jane is lucky that she didn't say, you know what, then I don't think that you should come back next year, because I don't think that you're in a place to do so. Mm-hmm. Meaning you have these distractions, and it'd be better if you'd be able to put all of your concentration into your writing. And if you're not able to, then think about whether or not you should come back or not.
I didn't even know that advisors can do that. I didn't go to grad school, so I didn't know. I don't know the protocol for that.
Well, the reason why they're there is to follow an advisor. If the advisor doesn't want them, then what the hell are they going to do there? You
That's
know?
Crazy.
Well, there are other advisors. They can find Flower Girl 444 on the chat said that maybe she is just like that, a.k.a. the advisor. And that comes from 70s feminism and professional, but actually that is life. Not all people are going to be sympathetic,
of course.
Sympathetic thoughts for others. And I do think that that character is a very 70s. It does seem
I mean, that was a fantastic description of, like, what it would be. More so the feminism part where, you know, you, like a Marcia Clark, if you will.
I got you, girl. I know. We got to talk about that later, by the way.
This is a different show, guys. We don't only talk about this one. Okay, so that's the whole thing with the advisor. We'll see what happens next week because she turned in. Oh, no.
No,
we found out. Yeah, she's accepted for next year because she wrote in the story of the salsa, but she made the issue more about her and her mother, which I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen once we saw Rogelio fix everything. Aww. So Rogelio is in the midst of all of this, is trying to help. He's the Fatherzilla of the bride.
Fatherzilla of the bride. Totally exactly him.
It is exactly him. He wants everything to be perfect. Make sure to check those Lauren Conrad dresses. Like, it's, you know, this is key. He knows what he's doing.
Well, what I think is so beautiful about this storyline is that Jane has not known Rogelio for most of her life. Mm-hmm. And he is almost posing in this crazy mother during her wedding.
Yes.
And, you know, the actual mother is not being that. She's just fighting with Jane. Mm-hmm.
But it's not like Xiomara doesn't want to be a part of the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
She totally does. And we saw that.
Yeah.
But I mean, Rogelio is just running
He's killing it. He's killing the mom game. Which is so funny.
Mom number two.
Right? It goes back to show you, even though they weren't raised together, I do believe that if, you know, father and daughter were separated for whatever reason, and if they were reunited later, as long as there isn't, like, this ridiculous animosity, that it would just, like, they're so close, and they're so much alike to me. And they just get each other. It's ridiculous, and I love that.
Yeah.
Well, especially Jane's alter egos. And we've seen them, you know, several times coming in. And they're Rogelio.
That's so funny.
It is.
Oh, Jane. Did you hear Gina's voice while she was the salsa girl?
I loved it.
I can't just become a lesbian.
And I just keep on thinking, if there's any other actress that played Jane, it would not work.
No.
Yeah.
Jane doesn't... I mean, Gina does Jane... Perfect. So well.
Oh, Gina is my spirit goddess.
Yeah. I think that there's no other actress that can do that because Gina is the actress of our generation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
she's like the new it girl.
She's the new it girl, but she's also, she hasn't been exposed to prior Hollywood. She has a little bit, but that's the difference in it. You know, this is telenovela. This is new shows, new. There's just something that's so unique and something that I think we all identify.
She's super relatable. I mean, I think that I was thinking about this while we were watching. I keep confusing Jane with Gina Rodriguez. Because we don't know Gina Rodriguez the way we know Jane.
Right.
I mean, I follow Gina on Instagram, and I'm sure you guys do too. And she's adorable on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But, like, how much do we really know about her? But, I mean, she's likable for so many reasons. Obviously, like, having a Latina breakout actress is huge. Yeah. And also, like, she's a normal-sized girl, too. Like, she's no Petra. And I think that is awesome.
I'm pretty sure we're the same size, so I'm like, I love her that much more.
I'm pretty sure Gina Rodriguez is pretty skinny.
In TV standards, like... Pretty.
I agree.
TV standards is very different than normal life skinny, and it's refreshing to see that Gina Rodriguez is maybe a 6 instead of your normal like 4 or 2 or
and
0 on
camera.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
No, not at all.
Right now.
So, and I think that's why we like her so much, because she's just like us.
She's really very relatable. She's still looked at as she's the one that everyone wants. It just goes to show you. Be a good woman. Be a good person, and that's all you need.
Be yourself.
Wow, it's just got so...
Love yourself. No, it's true, though, you guys. People love people that love themselves.
It's very true.
Yeah. All right, Kylie, you have a boyfriend, so you can laugh your ass to the grave.
What am I laughing about? Well, loving yourself?
Yeah.
Everybody should love themselves, regardless of if they have a significant other.
She said, what am I laughing about?
I probably wouldn't have
I don't know.
A boyfriend if I didn't love myself.
True that.
You must love yourself before you can love others.
You should
say I'm the original person who said that quote, but I'm not.
Was it Shakespeare?
No, I'm just kidding. It was probably Shakespeare.
Justin Bieber.
It was probably Twain. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, actually, Justin Bieber is the first one to say that. Thank you, Sam.
He was before our time.
Yes. Right?
What's the next topic?
We were just saying that Rogelio is killing the mom game.
Right.
And then, in addition to that, he was able to recreate a scene to show, you know, he showed the women the perspective that they needed to see what was going on between them. And it really got to them because it really was what was going on. And it was really nice to see. And yeah, that's about that.
Yep.
Next, the Xiomara and the... Sorry, I'm looking at my little notes over here. Xiomara and the Jane fight. I'm happy that it kept going. I think her mom needed to know that, but I get why Xiomara was like, no, but I'm her mother. She shouldn't be speaking to me that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. I took both sides because yeah. I feel like while everything that Jane said was totally mean, it was also pretty true.
Mm-hmm. Jane needs to get off of her high horse.
Ooh.
I've said that for a long time, and I will say it again.
Yeah, but you know what? It falls into play with the with her being a virgin because I know I have my virgin friends that are Jane's age. You know, with the exception of the child.
yeah, right?
And they're... It's crazy to me. And not that this is any reason for anyone to have sex. But all my friends who are virgins still, as adults, living in this world that we all live in, they have... It's gnarly to me, the sense of, like, the little bit of naiveness that they have.
Wow.
Like, just the way that they see things and just the way that they speak about certain things. They keep themselves on a high horse, but because they haven't really rid themselves of their innocence.
On
like, they
an
have that little
horse.
Bit.
Yeah, I can't.
What did I say?
Because they haven't ridden on an actual horse.
Exactly.
You just, like, fed it to me.
I know. I do that to everyone. Everyone's like, Sat, you're just so easy to target. I'm like, yeah.
That's what she said.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
No, but you're exactly right.
Every Thank you.
Time. It is true because Jane does have this naivete, even though she has the career, the schooling, the child, the relationships. She hasn't actually done the deed.
She ain't done the deed yet. You learn a lot when you do the deed. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way. Oh. But
do you think her Google calendar would change if she did the deed?
Yeah.
You think she would loosen up a bit and quit sure. color coding things?
That's what turns her on. She has nothing else but them colors to turn her on. She's like, have you seen that Friends episode? It's like 5, 6, 7. She's like, orange, blue, yes, red. Full calendar, yay!
It's what, that's like Michael said when she told Michael you can get your own color whatever. He's like, it's not gonna turn me.
Yeah,
you know,
she said, hey Kylie, you can have your own.
Oh, me,
girl, I'm gonna give you that blue on my calendar.
Do you guys want to know what? That's what I think her advisor doesn't like about her
because she's very too
like, and I bet you she doesn't even know that about her. She's like, where are
but
you?
But she does know it about her deep down.
Maybe.
Probably.
I think,
and
she's probably like, thinking, what are you, a virgin?
And you have a baby in airlines?
Airlines? Sorry. No, like, Jane's character, so I don't think she's necessarily on a high horse, but she is kind of a little, like, she can be uptight, and she can be a little intense,
yes.
especially when it's something she's passionate about.
Yeah.
So someone who's more reserved and quiet, like her advisor, that's definitely like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I bet you once... Isn't that stupid to say that once she has sex, her writing might be better?
Probably she'll know a little bit more about what happens at the end of a romance novel.
Or
at
try,
the middle, beginning.
Or she
this
should
podcast
try, you know
is
what?
Rated R.
Yeah, and it's funny that she's a romance novel...
Writer.
The irony, right? Because she probably could take advantage. She could probably write some gnarly children imaginary stuff. Like,
what?
If she, you know what I'm saying? Because she has that.
But or you could look at it the other way.
Unicorns.
Jane has never done it, and so she's built it up so much in her head. She has all of these fantastical ideas of what it's like
that's
having sex.
That's great.
That's what makes her a
mother.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think probably everybody is
you guys,
for the first
honestly,
time.
Honestly, I think this is why people
nope,
should
just
not
me? Okay.
Wait too long because you can build it up in your head to be some fairy tale that it's actually.
I think that just happens the minute puberty
it
hits.
It sounds like you fart when you have sex. That's what happened to me.
You fart?
Time. I didn't fart, but it sounded like it, and it was a weird thing, and I had to, like,
put
explain
the ABTV exclusive for me right now.
So, TV
alert TMZ.
Of course, guys. Now it's me, the one that says something
she
real. For yes, okay. I didn't fart when I had sex with her, but it sounded like
how
it.
How did this get here?
That's so good.
Because it's called Jane the Virgin, Kylie. That is how it got
okay,
here.
Okay, we're going to tell stories?
I feel like
a little bit.
I feel like a little kid. I'm like, sex. Fart.
You know what? You
I
know
mean,
funny?
It's that kind of after show that everybody better get comfy because I got lots of stories.
You know what? Let's get comfortable. Chapter 40. All right?
All right.
It's
Let me preface
40.
My story. A goldfish, a broken bed. and a possible electrical fire. I can't. I will leave you with that.
I'll preface mine too. Ready? I'll preface mine too.
Go on.
Rosarito. Remember when she was crying about to have sex with the professor? She's like, yes. I can't know what's
going on. But you did it.
And I cried the whole time.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, do you need a hug?
I cried the whole time.
I mean, oh, my God.
It didn't even keep going.
What
it was
is this after show?
Less than a minute.
You guys,
all right, I'm sorry,
is so happy about all of
are
this.
They? Because we're all
right, well,
we want you to be here with us, and we want to talk about life, and Jane the Virgin is about life.
No, guys, it's true. The show is called Jane the Virgin for a reason. We're not going to talk about not having sex because, right, well, you know.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to bring my diary, and I'll just read it verbatim from when I was
Francesca,
18 years old in that
Francesca.
Small dorm room.
Preface.
This is horrible.
Preface. Oh, me?
My no, teeth. No, like,
no, you
I can't
gone
even
yet.
Make it as cool
you
as Kyle.
Even done yet.
Kyle is like a goldfish, and I'm
when
like...
Did, when did you get rid of this bad boy?
I'm like lifeguarding and...
Lifeguarding?
And he hit on my best friend after, so I don't know. It was really bad.
Oh, all right, man. Well, tweet us the time
tell
you
us,
lost your virginity.
Yeah, we want to know.
We're all just sharing stories.
Yeah, James, please.
Go on.
Please, you were next. I was about to ask you, so you beat me to the punch.
I mean, guys, it's about damn time. The show is called Jane the Virgin, yeah. So...
James,
share.
Go on,
waiting,
James.
This is,
So I was with my, high school sweetheart, and the condom broke.
Oh! And now your father!
No, not that
bad. Oh, okay.
Oh, God, but were you crying? I would have cried.
I was just in shock of, well, what happens now?
Well, and, you see.
This was before you could buy the morning after pill anywhere, so we had to go through, a whole process.
Oh, no.
You
that's
guys,
so scary.
The chat loves sex. Let me just say
the world
that
loves sex.
The chat has been reignited.
Oh,
I'm
dying.
The sex flower.
It's
so
hot in here. Where's AC?
Yeah.
That is so funny. I'm really sorry that happened to you, James.
Me too.
I'm really glad that you
I'm
didn't
so
think,
happy
like...
You didn't get pregnant.
I was going to say,
yeah,
you get
you
pregnant.
Yeah, you especially. I wouldn't want to see what you look like getting pregnant. Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's called Junior.
It
watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
What's next?
So, before we abandon the Jane and Xiomara fight topic, did I see you tearing up?
Yeah.
I was getting... Teary-eyed. I was getting choked up.
Yeah.
And
what's up to you?
Here's the thing. No, because that was my favorite part of this episode. Was I don't know about you girls and your relationships with your mom, but I get choked up just thinking about my relationship with my mom because I love her so much, but I fight with her so badly. And I have gone through that where, I didn't talk to her for, a month, and it was awful.
Yikes.
And then it's the way they made up is great, but, I feel like a lot of mothers and daughters are not able to communicate in that way, and so it's sort of things become a wash.
Yeah.
And that's how it was for me. And so I'm wondering if next week are they going to address this, or was the hand-holding calling it a wash?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think mothers and daughters, it's not a normal relationship in that I can just touch Francesca's hand, and this can be, an end
because
to the fight.
And it kind of has to be. There's one of those things you have to agree to disagree, because it gets too difficult. And they're... What are you going to keep talking about? Everything you've already said?
Right.
It had to be heard, and that's it. That's all you can do in certain situations. So I think that's why it was perfect for them to see the perspective. Thank you, Rogelio. We love you, Dad. And then they... And, she did. She had to reach over first because... And Latinas are stubborn like no other, mm-hmm. So... I feel them. I thought it was perfect. And it would have been corny because I feel like nothing would have been said.
Yeah.
No, they would... Yeah, they had... That was, a big fight for them.
Because it's, yeah.
Huge. And I know you said, you fight with your mom like that, kind of, but they were fighting, siblings or, best friends, because I get in fights with my mom, luckily not often, but, and they're not as intense as that, but I remember getting in a really bad fight with my best friend, and we didn't talk for, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, just that level of comfortability.
Yeah, comfort, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, they're back together. Mom and daughter, they're doing great. Speaking of another mother, I just want to mention quickly Magda and her dumbass.
Oh boy,
I love this so much.
She was like, "Hey, so I'm pregnant with twins, and I can't take care of both of them. So I'm gonna keep the pretty one. This one keeps shaking."
I know,
Sorry.
That's so messed
bullshit,
up.
Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Oh, sorry, okay, I said shit 3 times. No, 4 times.
Why? What is your scenario? She lied?
Yeah, she lied. And that one is her informant. And her little spy.
Interesting. She always kept her in the
yeah,
shadows.
Why do you think that little one, not the little one, they're the same size, she dyed her hair before she came in? She came.
She's been living well, but just separately.
From Magda, yes. Oh. And this is a thing that has been going on, and she's playing stupid.
Interesting prediction.
No, you're probably right. Again.
Again.
Man, that makes me so
again.
Mad.
Again,
I feel like I just got duped by the show because I was like kind of feeling for Anishka.
Did you really think that this was Anishka?
I knew she was going to have dirty laundry, but I didn't want to believe that she's Magda's informant. I wanted to be like, oh, Mooder, ever heard of her? She's my best friend, or like something like that. You know?
I feel like maybe there could be a connection with Mooder, maybe possibly, but I actually feel like. What's the mom's
Anishka?
Name?
Magda.
I really think she's just a biznatch, and she really just got rid of her.
I think so, too.
And the only issue I'm seeing with Anishka, obviously,
is
she's a little weird because how she's been living her whole life, her mom obviously didn't want her, who knows where her dad is, and now she sees...
She's ignorant. She doesn't know any of this stuff.
She sees Raphael.
No, guys, she does. You think she's that stupid, honestly? Come on, fans... Help me out. Do you think this twin is that dumb?
She's like, my co-hosts are idiots. Oh, no, yes, that is what we think.
No, yes, the fans agree with me, by the way. Thank you.
Well, but I am entitled to my little naive opinion.
Me too. Will you come run this, okay? I kind of love being naive sometimes, though. It feels good.
Yeah, well,
there's definitely gonna be drama with her for sure. More so than her scratching people's. There's gonna be some drama.
There is drama because she was looking at Raph like, what show is it that people they become psychotic and they
she
think
was
like,
looking at Raph, Orphan Black.
I don't know.
She was
that's
looking at
the show, but
she was looking at Raphael. The way a Rogelio stalker
yes,
looked at him.
Exactly. She's Lola number two.
She, oh boy. You got to think about it. She's from Magna. Magda.
Also.
Magna. Magnum. She's from Magna, too.
Crazy
Pirate Even though,
mom.
I mean, Petra obviously can be a little bit bitchy, but they're from the same mom. So
yeah.
They could be probably both real cray-cray.
Well, what I think is really fun is that now this is making Petra... a better character.
Yeah, because she's seen how messed up her family is. She's like, yeah. Oh, I'm really not like that. I have grown and have been through too much to try to fall back into that kind of a situation.
I like
well,
which,
let's hope that Petra has our back and protects Raph and everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like what Petra said, though, because we are seeing a softer side of her over the last few weeks. We're kind of growing to like her more. And I like how she's sitting there with Raphael and she says, I know I'm not the greatest mother,
right?
But I want to make sure that they're supported.
Like, at least I can
That's
provide.
How I know how to be a mom. So this is what I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
So she, you know, she'll get there eventually. She's not 100% her mom.
I'm scared, though.
I'm scared, too.
I'm scared that one's going to take her place.
We'll see. I just, yeah, I hope
don't
she doesn't...
be scared.
...isn't, like, a, that good
gets
of
better.
A... Yeah,
it's a telenovela.
Right?
There's a bad part, there's a good part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we have that whole situation going on, and while they were... Okay, now this is the big one for me. While Xiomara and Jane were fighting... So doesn't want to take care of Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael takes care of Mateo.
It's not that Sarah doesn't want to. Jane
well, she was just being like...
stubborn.
Just, yeah.
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 No, Jane wanted her to
oh,
take
yeah.
care of her. She said,
didn't
no,
walk away.
That's not my problem.
That was kind of bitchy.
Yeah. So she gives them to Michael, which I noticed right away when Jane said babysitting, Michael had that face.
Mm-hmm.
So he was given the
but, like,
direction.
What else is she supposed to say? Not bothering
him. Yeah,
oh,
that's true.
Right.
But still, I saw that it was going to bother him and that it was going to be an issue. But once he's taking care of him, my only thing is that if Michael's doing it the way that Jane does it, maybe that's why a baby would, like, associate, like, the list and the way he's doing things to mom, and maybe that's why he felt comfortable. But he did say Dada. He did say when Raph was there. That sucks. And I do think that Raph should have Mateo for 3, not 2 days out of the damn week.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's not like Raphael's like this deadbeat dad.
He's
like,
not. He's like so
two blocks down the street in his friggin' mansion, fancy hotel. He could probably hire a nanny to help him during the day if he needed
the help. Well, like Petra.
Yeah, he could just throw Mateo in the baby room with the twinsies.
But he doesn't. I wonder.
No, he doesn't. It's actually like I get a little bit of a lady boner whenever I see Raphael playing with Mateo. I'm like, where's my boyfriend? Time to make a mini Mateo.
Oh, God.
A mini Jesus.
My boyfriend looks like Omar. Yeah. Or, I mean, like Mateo. Can we send that to Omar? My boyfriend's name is Omar. That's the funny part.
I'm like, you're really thinking about him right now, girl.
No, woo, this conversation makes you warm and very
coming from the Kylie's she's body.
Yeah, someone make sure to, like, record this little part, post it, tag her man.
Oh, no. My boyfriend knows that I'm baby crazy.
No, does your boyfriend know that you make him all hot and sexy, like when he ain't around? Oh.
I mean, or that he is like Raphael. Raphael looks like Omar. It's not Omar looks like Raphael. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm sorry, America. I don't know what happened to this after show.
Just got better.
Details about the goldfish.
Details about the goldfish.
It lived.
Oh, thank
That's
God.
All you need to know.
Okay. TMI over here.
So, moving on. The baby. Mateo, dad.
He was so cute.
He was so cute. I'm so sad about that whole situation happening. And then Michael... I liked, though, for a second, did you tell Michael was so excited to bring Mateo back to Raph? So Michael's in a good place about it. Yeah. Raph isn't. We'll see what goes on with that. And then... How do I want to tie this in? No, it's kind of the same thing, but I was just going to... I don't know... I don't understand this dynamic, because now today I finally saw... Jane with Michael and Raph with Petra.
Oh. Yes, I saw your face. I watched you. Like a little freak.
Yeah, no.
I did. I love to watch Steph as she watches Jane the Virgin, because
I notice people watch me a lot when I watch shows.
She's a very animated watcher.
I'm like those kids that are like watching the dinosaur shows in the morning.
Yeah.
It is true.
Squirrel!
Listen, as I've said before, there is a Petra and Raph situation, and then there's the Jane and Michael situation. Mm-hmm. But now that Petra has a random twin sister, there is going to be something that's going to build her up more. And make Petra. Her a better person. Yes, Petra.
But, you know, and they got along, though, too. They understood each other, but you can tell that Raph is either, one, truly in love with Jane, or he's being stubborn at the fact that he doesn't want to give up on Jane. It's as if he feels these things that are happening with Petra, but he's like, I don't want to love you. I don't want to be with you. He doesn't want that.
Mm. See, I feel like he always kind of has a spot for her, because, yes. I mean, they were married, but I don't think right now he's thinking about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, I don't think
they do make a good team, and maybe hopefully I'm hoping he's only thinking like this is going to be some awesome co-parenting for the rest of our lives. I just don't really want him to romanticize that relationship.
Yeah, I don't want him to do it either. Yeah. But
well, what? And I'm sorry, unless Michael dies, like what the hell is going to happen with him and Jane?
Okay. We're gonna. I don't really like doing specific. Specific predictions, but I'm gonna go ahead and say this is gonna be the wrap up, the end of the show / predictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do this for you to make it official.
Protections.
I'm just kidding.
Protection. I thought you said protection.
Oh, yeah.
No, one uses that in this show. public service announcement. Oh, well, use a condom.
There's a really fun fan comment.
Try and get ones that aren't expired, James. Don't keep them in your wallet, James.
It wasn't like the one I got in junior high.
Well, one
so
time
the one
mine
you got
was
your sophomore year and used it senior year. Just
no,
kidding.
It wasn't that bad. When I was out of high school.
Oh.
Well, guys, listen. Flower Girl 444 said, "It's so cute how you can express the different expressions of love," which I think is a really nice thing to say.
What do you mean,
Flower Girl?
How
where
you
did
can
that
express,
come from?
One of our fans here that's been commenting for a very long time, but how you express your version of love?
Me?
No, how not you?
Like you,
everybody.
Like the but
everyone
in what?
Right.
Oh, like sex. As far as how we're seeing it, like meaning loves of between these couples, because love it really is different subjective. Between everyone. It is subjective.
I see.
Absolutely. So this is what I was going to say. In the previews of next week, we do see someone focusing on Michael. But that
I think it's me. I'm going to kill him.
Oh my God.
No, but my point is that that's what made me
scared.
I feel
unsafe.
And that's just so crazy, though, because that's not like, honestly, I do not see them killing off Brett Dreyer unless he is booked for a feature film next year.
He might be.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Because
I don't
fair.
Think it would kill him off, though, but I think, like, an incident could happen again. And then remember how when Jane broke up with him last time, she was saying he was bringing unsafe situations around Mateo?
Yeah.
Just saying.
I know. I don't know what's going to go on. What do you guys think is going to happen?
The one thing that the narrator said was with Raphael, how he's using the money that he's
going to regret it.
Yeah, that he's going to regret it. He would come to regret it. So I'm wondering if we're going to see anything go down with that, because he used that insider trade money to buy the Fairwick.
My God. So then you know what's going to happen is that Raph is going to go to prison for a little bit and Michael's going to be dada.
Maybe, but and also Petra's gonna have a regret of
or someone kidnaps Michael. Raph is in prison. Petra and Jane are left alone to take care of three children with a crazy twin sister.
that's hilarious.
It is a novella.
That's novella. All possible. Also, I know that we didn't really touch on this, but I predict. This kiss between Rogelio and
I
don't remember
her name, but she was on Scrubs.
Brilliant.
And Dexter also.
I loved Devious that mates. Moment for some reason, which is crazy because I love Rogelio and Xiomara together. But I was like, oh my gosh.
It was nice Rogelio. To see Rogelio get all turned on like differently.
Yeah, because it's like, she's a beautiful woman, but she's not like the bombshell. The way Ziamato's always like flashing her amazing legs and like her great hair and shit. Oh, sorry.
And her purple dress.
Yeah, and like, I mean, granted, Rogelio didn't notice her until she was all zhuzhed up, but like, it was sort of exciting to see Rogelio have a new fling. Yeah. I don't know if this will become a love interest, but I kind of liked that. That's all.
I thought it was sweet.
Okay, fair enough. We do have Jorge. Ajima says he is not. I know I butchered that. You know what?
Hi, Jorge.
Sorry, Jorge.
Jimenez.
He is not going to die.
That's what it was!
It's Jimenez? With a G. It's with a G. It's confusing.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it's Jimenez.
Yes, I didn't do it that wrong.
Sorry,
he is not
going
to die. By he means Michael. And that is going against everything that I've said, but I would love it if Michael didn't die. I would be very happy. Other people have said in the chat that Michael gets kidnapped.
Yeah, I can see that. Wait, before we go on, can you go ahead and give some shout-outs to a couple of just, like, names? Just say hi
Absolutely. To them? We got the Flower Girl 444.
What's up, Flower Girl?
Jorge.
Jimenez.
Jimenez. And who else do we got? Oh, Boo69Bs, always in the chat.
Boo69Bs, what up, girl? I know
we
you from Finding Carter.
Nice.
She was like our best watcher.
Finding Carter was a pretty dope show, I'm not going to lie. And those were our best ones.
Nice.
Boo69Bs
is the
best name on the internet.
Can I give my predictions really quickly? No, it's Boo69Bs, which makes you think about very interesting things, but, you know.
I like that.
That's
the best name
meant.
On the internet.
It's my birthday.
I think that Jane, like I said, needs to do it.
With who? Which one?
Michael. She does need to lose it to him.
It should be Michael.
It should
but
be Michael.
Did I get you? All right, listen.
That is weird
that
I said it comfortably. I know.
I look at Seth all the time and I like want to make her cry.
I know.
And I'm just like waiting for her to cry. And it makes me feel as though my prediction is satisfied.
Right? No, you know what's funny? During the show, Sam always goes, I'm like, stop looking at me! Look at the show!
I just want to see her cry. No, but really, I do think that Raphael is going... He has a right to be part of Mateo's life.
Mm-hmm.
And he should. But he should. I think that someone needs to be taken out in order for that to happen.
Yeah. On Jane having her first time with Michael, Well, obviously, if they get married, then yes. But if something goes awry, I feel like she shouldn't have her first time with Michael because it's probably going to be the most horrendous thing ever.
Why?
And she lost it to?
Oh.
Huh? To lose the man she lost to?
Just losing your virginity in general?
And then being getting kidnapped and then you can't do it again?
No.
You don't think it's going
to
be Baker?
Well, I think what you're saying is if she loses it to somebody else, it'll make her appreciate doing it with Michael a little more. Because I don't know about you guys, but the goldfish situation was not exactly a deal for me.
Right,
the time I got all the test runs out of the way and I started falling in love with my man Omar, I felt like I had a little bit of practice under my belt. And it wasn't so weird and awkward. Thank you.
Okay, I'll give you that. But I do think that Michael is the most comfortable one. That if something goes wrong, like, she needs to be able to laugh. She needs to be able to be like, is that where it goes? No. No, but
that's a special story, Sam.
You know, there's more than one hole. Like, oh, no, that's
not it.
Oh, my God. I'm saying, like, stuff like that. She needs to be able to, like, she's probably going to be confused.
I hope she would know which one's which.
Right, you never know. I love Kylie.
She did give birth to a baby out of one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean.
For a second, I was like, she gave birth?
Jane did have a child, and she should know where the child comes from. So also, I would hope, being a romance writer, she has explored her body. But I also don't think she has, but she should.
I don't think it's common in the Latino culture.
I think something a lot of women are shy about. But and Jane seems like the type of girl that is very shy to the point of not even thinking about doing that. But I think if girl's not doing it, she needs to be doing herself.
It's very healthy to get to know yourself down there, okay?
Just DJ yourself for a few minutes, girl.
DJ Wiki, baby.
Why did you just become an old Jewish
lady? You know what? I don't know, because I thought I was giving advice in just a second.
This after show is derailed so much because it's 1,000 degrees in the studio and we are losing our minds.
Are you blaming it on James?
I'm blaming it on the heat.
I'm never going to think about DJing the same every day. I'm never... Listen, I'm an old Jewish lady right here.
I love... Hey, guess what?
Because I love me.
I was just going to say I love me a good Jewish woman. Continue. Go ahead.
Well, I hope I'm not old yet enough for you guys. But listen... Yes, the Jewish ladies agree that you should do what you need to do and make yourself happy.
Because if you're not happy, you can't be happy with a man, right?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, or yourself, you can't love somebody else.
Boom.
Lots of real truths dropped on you all today.
That's right. On that note, don't forget to tell us about your sex stories. I want to hear every single detail. Otherwise, ladies, where can they find you on your social media?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com and even on Snapchat at SamDavidson25. I love you. Mwah.
There you go. That's,
don't do it.
I can't.
Honey, try. Be a little bit Jewish.
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
I know.
Also, you can check out XOXOCESCA.com too. Yeah. My inner waspy white girl is so uncomfortable right now. You can follow me. This is me being
waspy, quite
classic, Midwestern Kylie. Follow me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges or Instagram at Kylie Hodges. And download the Nom app and subscribe to me because I cook every day.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And you all can find me. I'm going to go ahead and continue with the voice at Stephanie Georgie on Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie. I think I might be doing Rosie Perez now.
Yeah, you are.
I love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.